when I came there, John Pierce, who was actually Cutler's boss, told me that the two big problems were the transmission medium. It's quite obvious that this periodic lens system, if they had put it across the country, well, you wouldn't see optical communications where it is today.
Mm-hmm.
And the other was the modulation. Since you were using a helium neon laser, it had to have an external modulator. There were electro-optic devices that would modulate, but they weren't very good.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked on both of those problems with Art Ashkin on the modulator, and nothing revolutionary came of it, but there were some fairly interesting things.
Like what sort of things were you trying?
But using the PN junction of a semiconductor, and as you change the voltage on it, you change the carriers in the region, and that changes the dielectric constant, and therefore the phase.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a fairly small effect. On the transmission system, it was a crazy thing that worked with acoustic waves in a gas medium.
Mm-hmm.
And paper with Tien on Gordon, I think, on that. But it was an interesting thing. But again, it was obviously searching for straws.
Mm-hmm. And
fortunately, the people who worked on fibers continued their work, even though most people thought at that stage it would never be practical.
Mm-hmm.
But probably the most important thing I did, there was an effect which Leite and Porto observed when they were putting things inside the laser cavity, that you got some very funny transient effects. And the first thought was that there was a thermal effect, but the first calculations that were made were sort of back of the envelope things, and it was so small it looked like it couldn't possibly be. And it took us, you know, several months of experimenting, and then finally, Jim Gordon was the one said, we just have to make a careful analysis of this thing because it just looks so much like a thermal effect. And so I carried out the analysis, and the so-called thermal lensing effects or thermal blooming came out of this. And that's a paper that's been referred to a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess those were sort of the three main projects that I worked with: the modulator, the gas transmission medium, and the thermal lensing. But of those, the thermal lensing was the one that had lasting importance.
Mm-hmm.